Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Heading into the fall and a holiday weekend, go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org for your reservations. And don't forget, if you want it easy, Dottie's is open for your picnic needs on the weekends. Let's head to the koi pond where the zephyr or fairy lilies are in the glory of full bloom. These lovely little members of the amaryllis family respond nicely to a good rain, and that may be why they're flush with flowers just now. There's another generous stand of these sweet little blossoms at the overlook. Also in bloom is the larope, a grass-like plant that makes a wonderful ground cover for tough spots in the garden. It's a member from the asparagus family. This plant spreads easily through rhizome in the garden, and you don't even need to lift the plants to do it. Just let them spread naturally and fill in empty spaces. As the koi pond is almost part of the fuchsia house, this is a great time to get a look at a few of the fabulous fuchsia stars that have been blooming for months. Take a look at the salmon-colored Monterey fuchsia. It sort of looks like a creamsicle with a creamy tube that opens to a very salmon orange petal. Very much like the Smoky and Lovely, which is very similar, but the colors are just a shade or two darker. If you have a spot in the shade of your garden that needs an espalier, see the example of the Phyllis fuchsia. Beautiful white tube, pink sepals, and red petals. This plant makes a great backdrop for other shade plants. Then there's the little balcon fuchsia. It has a waterfall of flowers. The sepals are a creamy white with a flush of green at the tips and a dark pink petal under. Now, if you're in the garden in the early morning, you just might feel that tiny change in the air signaling fall is on the way. However, the middays are still hot, and so a bit of shade is nice to find. If you wander into the pollination garden, there's not only a bit of shade to be had, but you'll notice a new visitor to the flower come seed heads on the plants. Yes, the birds are now feeding on the seeds that are becoming so abundant. If you're in the garden on the weekend and heading to Dottie's for lunch, see the vigorous window boxes full of morning glory, red amaranth, mint, pink petunia, and basil. They are lovely and such a great example of some plants that are both pretty and useful in the garden. Just around the corner is the greenhouse. There are some new orchids to see. A blush pink phalaenopsis greets you as you enter. A fine white dendrobium and a sweet pink Miltonia have been added, while the beach spider lily is blooming again, and the Spanish moss, which is just a teeny tiny bromeliad, is so lush and full that it makes a screen wherever it hangs. Moving off to the aloe collection, the sea squills are beginning to pop up. A Mediterranean bulb in the asparagus family, these 4-foot towers of tiny flowers pop up out of a huge, almost soccer ball-sized bulb before a single strappy leaf shows. Also looking flush is the tall slipper plant in the corner of the cactus collection. If you wander through the Bohannon Rose Garden, you can't help but notice how great the Cannas and Taro are doing. Recently planted in a somewhat boggy spot amongst the rose beds, the Cannas with the yellow and green striped leaves and peach flowers and the hot orange-flowered Canna are blooming. The patterned leaves of the Taro brings in some drama to the area. Out the back and down into the Garden of the Senses, see the spiky goldenrod is bright and attracting bees like mad. There's a whole field of blooming goldenrod just down the backside of the grass collection. Growing goldenrod, which is a member of the sunflower or aster family, is a natural and sustainable way to fix nitrogen in your soil. If you have walked around Tram Road, turn right when you get to Lakeview. Walk between the southern magnolia trees on the left, but looking to your right to see the incredible Gardenia thunbergia, the best gardenia scent to be found. A native plant in South Africa, it makes a great statement, or it can be trained as a hedge. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.